Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
Trust. How is it that such a little word has such a big, big meaning and so much weight to it? Especially, it seems, I mean, I don't know, we keep talking about how the world is today and as if the world has never been through trials and tribulations before. But somehow things just feel different lately, specifically around trust. And just how hard it seems to be for people to do that. It's hard when institutions that you rely on disappear overnight. Images that you see online may or may not actually be real. So in that big, complex stew, how on earth am I supposed to trust at all? Really, what it comes down to is that there's really one place that my trust has to begin. You probably know where I'm going with this, guys. It's about trusting myself. And that's what we dig into this week in the podcast, trust. And with a few examples of lessons where I've come to in my perspective of trust. So, I'm Kathy Brooks, and you can trust me that this is Talk Unleashed. I find myself out walking with the dogs and thinking about trust. That sounds really simple, but as per usual, it's a little complicated, but not. Confused yet? Good. Then you're in exactly the right place. Trust. Do you trust me? Loaded question, right? And of course, the immediate answer, were I to ask you that question to your face, the first thing you'd probably say is, "Of course, Kathy. Yes, of course I trust you." Or you would nod, or you would smile and give some gesture to the affirmative that you trust me. But do you trust me? And do you really trust me? Now, dear listener, you are listening to my podcast, and perhaps you're one of the ones who listens with some regularity. That would imply some level of trust, or some level of interest, at least. But trust, it's this thing that we think is earned, this thing that we're told is a gradient scale. And the truth is, trust is kind of like being pregnant. It either is or it ain't. And there's really no in between. Even the act of saying that I sometimes trust someone is a backdoor way of saying, you know, I don't really trust them. Or that I'm being conditional about my trust. And conditionality, it's the antithesis of trust. The whole point of trust is that it is an unconditional belief. Do you trust me? Do I trust you? And it's a choice. I can choose to trust. I can choose to trust my experience. I can choose to trust my heart. I can choose to trust what I feel. I can choose to trust what I see. I can choose to trust what I know. I can choose to trust that a scorpion, given the opportunity, is going to sting me. You know why? Because it's what a scorpion does. I don't lose trust in the scorpion because it stung me. It's just a cop-out. A very dear friend and a professional colleague and someone who I have the great opportunity to be working with again right now, a fellow by the name of Loïc Lemure. He is a French entrepreneur, multiple-time entrepreneur, the former creator and host of the big Le Web conference. And over the last 10 years or so, he has been deeply involved in consciousness practice and delving into greater consciousness, specifically in the Amazon, in indigenous tribes, and with plant medicine, and truly exploring this concept of trust. He wrote a remarkable blog post. I'll put the link to it in the show notes about trust, specifically around trust in this day and age. Because it's really interesting, because today we've got AI that can create images that never happened. I saw some remarkable ones the other day that were actually in the feel of Woodstock. And looking at them, you would think that they were actual photos taken at Woodstock. Except here's the thing. The photos were completely AI generated. Someone had programmed the AI engine and directed it very specifically to create certain images, and the images created looked as though they had actually been photographed at Woodstock. So how can I trust what I see? If what I see is something that's created by a machine fabricating something, it's a fascinating thing to think about. You think further about things that we have trusted, things like banks, places that we trust to hold our money. And just a couple of weeks ago, Silicon Valley Bank, one of the most powerful investment banks in Silicon Valley, supporting the venture-funded community and startups, in 24 hours, it was gone. Just gone. People lost millions of dollars. You look at studies of the media, and about something like 20% or 28% of the public believe what they see on media channels. Media, the people who at one point in time were home to people like Walter Cronkite, Tom Brokaw, Edward R. Murrow, reporters and journalists who put themselves literally in the line of fire sometimes to gather facts and information and bring that information to the public so that we would know what was happening. They didn't editorialize. They didn't fabricate or create. They weren't novelists or fiction writers. They were journalists. Their job was to journal. Their job was to witness, observe, and share information with as neutral a filter as possible. So who do we trust? How do we trust? And the week raised the point that has actually been the place of so much of my work for the last several years. In order for me to trust anything or anyone in the world, the place I have to start with that trust is with myself. Let that soak in for a second. If I don't trust myself, my ability to trust anyone else is zero. I'll give you an example. When I was in fourth grade, there was another kid in the class. I wanted to play with this group of kids, and they were the popular kids. And they were cliquey already, even by fourth grade. And I went to play with this group, and this one little boy turned to me and said, "You can't play with us. You're ugly." So that landed on my fourth grade ears. And on some level, it reinforced a belief I already had, because my sister was the pretty one and my brother was handsome and athletic and I was the one with the great personality. So I was already a little uncomfortable, but he landed that. And then the story gets more complicated. Because I'd be with my own family, and we'd be out somewhere and see someone, and my mom or my sister might make a comment, "Oh, what a lovely haircut," or, "Oh, what a great dress." And then the minute that person walked away, there'd be some sort of comment about the hair or the dress that was less than positive. So now I've been told, on the one hand, I'm ugly, and I have this belief that got put in place. And now I've got this model of someone telling you you look good, but then talking about you behind your back and not really meaning it. Powerful stuff for a kid. So it became about trusting. How does it relate to this? Because I had to learn to trust myself and what I see in the mirror. Trust that who I am and how I look is entirely based on how I feel about me. And that there will always be people who will make judgments one way or another, or I will appeal to or not. And none of that matters, as it doesn't define me. And it goes actually even deeper than that. It goes down to the integrity of my behavior. If I am someone who speaks ill of people when they walk away, when people say things to me, what am I generating in terms of what I think other people are doing when I walk away? But if I am in full integrity, if I'm really in integrity in my word and my deed, and there is alignment in how I behave and what I say and how I show up, then what happens in the world around me really is a little consequence. Not that I don't care what people think. Of course I care. Of course, when I get dressed up to go to an event and I walk in and I hear somebody say, "Wow, you look beautiful." Of course that feels good. And it isn't the voice that matters most. Trusting myself, trusting my voice. And a lot of people who know me might say, "Well, what, Kathy, you don't trust your voice? That seems ridiculous." But I can tell you, dear listener, there are plenty of times where I've hedged my bets, maybe not fully said what was on my mind, or said just enough to get done what needed to be done. So trust. When I look at a world that is so saturated with mistrust and misdeed, I get to realize that the way I change it is by changing myself. I get to change it by being in integrity, showing up. Trust. Such a little word with so much power. How are you going to uplevel your trust today? How deeply do you trust yourself? And what can you do to strengthen that, not just in yourself, but in the world around you?
Here we are, the end of another episode.
So sad.
But it's not really, because there is an entire library of Talk Unleashed podcast episodes you can enjoy, and a whole bunch more yet to come. Make sure you don't miss any. Subscribe, follow, heck, set up a carrier pigeon network if you like. Whatever it takes, just make sure you don't miss any of these conversations. And since conversations do require dialogue, meaning to, meaning back and forth, I want to hear from you. Who would you like to hear from? What topics would you like to hear addressed? Drop a line to talkunleashed@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Catch you next week.